VOA Ndebele. Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Lichona njani ntokazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngesonto mhlaka 2 kumpandula 2018 nguntungamili Nkoma. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, kutshone kunyakazela amapolisa lamasosha eKwekwe namuhla lapho umnumzana Nelson Chamisa abekhangelelwe ukwenza umhlangano wakhe loZulu. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uzangena umhlangano omkhulu wezamabhizimusi phakathi kwele China lamazwe ase-Afrika kusasa. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Kuvikwa kutshone kunyakazela amapolisa, amasoja kanye labachuphi eKwekwe namuhla lapho obekumele umnumzana Nelson Chamisa enzele khona umhlangano wakhe loZulu namuhla. Umhlangano lo awusabanga khona ngemva kokuba amapolisa eyale ukupha uChamisa imvumo. UChamisa uthi umhlangano lo ubungokubonga uZulu ngokumvotela kukhetho olusanda kwedlula. Izakhamizi zeKwekwe zisole kakhulu ukuba khona kwamapolisa lamasosha lokhu. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uzangena umhlangano omkhulu wezamabhizimusi phakathi kwele China lamazwe e-Afrika kusasa. UMnangagwa ufike kwele China namuhla njalo uhamba leziphathamandla zikahulumende wakhe ezigoqela umphathintambo wezokuthengiselana umnumzana Mike Bima losibalukhulu we-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe umnumzana John Mangutsha. Uhambo lukaMnangagwa lolu luza ngesikhathi ilizwe libhekane lobunzima obukhulu kwezenotho. Ingcwethi ecubungula izenotho umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya uthi azikho impawu ezikhomba ukuthi umumo ungaguquka maduze.
Asikaboni lutho nje ngoba phakathi siyazi ukuthi ukhetho lwethu siluqondane lokuphambaniseka lokubhidlizeka kwamarandi eSouth Africa. So kuthi ukuthi vele njengelizwe elivame ukuthenga kuphela umnotho wethu uzaphambaniseka. Ye sengisizwa kuthiwa khona yena umnumzana uNyakhudla lo oyi-Reserve Bank laye ubhizi yathi udinga imali. So sesiqondane le-inflation kodwa okwakhathesi ikukhuluma nje asikezwa nje abantu ababhalayo nje besithi i-money supply, EMT, broad money supply. So kukhanya vele ngathi inkudlwana yikho kuziya kwenza ukuthi intengo ziye phambili okuncibilika asikakubona.
Intengo zona okhuluma ngazo lokhe zimi ndawonye kumbe seziqalile ukwenyuka.
Sokuphambanisekile mfowethu ngoba phela thina nje omama yibasithengelayo esupermarket ezitolo intengo ziyabheda sokukhwela. Yikho ngisho ukuthi ukukhwela kwentengo engxenye yokuqondane lokubhizizeka kwerandi. Kodwa-ke siyazi ukuthi njengoba sithi mina amabhondi amaningi amanothi amaningi esegcwele esitradeni kuthi ukuthi vele ukuthenga imali eletha izinto sokungathi sokudula yikho intengo sezikhwela. Akumanga kuhle umnumzana uMnangagwa uqakathekile ukuthi athi agijime nguye wathi yena uzakungena embusweni egijima yeka kulungisiswe ukwenzela ukuthi siqale ukulungisa izimpahla zethu ukwenzela ukuthi intengo ingaphedi.
UMnangagwa ungamxwayisa uthini kudaba lomnotho ekhangelele nje ukukhetha ikhabhinethi yakhe.
Kaqondane lokukhangelisisa amaministri lekhabhinethi eqondane lokwakha ilizwe. Okokuqala asikhangelisisa ukuthi ukuvuselela i-industry yethu enza impahla ezithengiswa ngaphandle kwelizwe. Imining owenza ukuthi into esizigebhayo izithelo zethu sizifake ivalu, ivalu addition lapha singakazi kukhidhiza njalo. Ngibona ngathi kunganceda ukuthi imali ingene. Okwesibili, i-US dollar le esiyisebenzisayo vele kahle ikhitshwe ngoba yiyo enza ukuthi izinto zibhede. Kakulungisiswe izimali eziqondane ezilungiswa lapha ukwenzela ukuthi i-US dollar ibe yimali nje ezizwa emabhenki nxa umuntu engenisa impahla zokulungisisa ezinye impahla ama-raw materials.
Ingakhitshwa i-US dollar bese kulethwa i-dollar elitsha leZimbabwe.
Liqiniso lelo ngoba iZimbabwe yiyo yodwa lapha kwi-SADC esebenzisa i-US dollar iqondane le-local currency. Akungethi lutho lwaba bathi khona ithwathi nasizikhutha mfundo zemnotho ama-economists athi khona ufanele ukutshintsha amafunda, ukutshintsha ama-fundamentals. Ama-fundamentals kasuzantshintshi asivale amehlo kuphela sithi khona asisasebenzisi i-US dollar njenge-local currency, kusetshenziswe i-local currency. Yikho okuqonde eqondileyo khonokho. Akulanto yokumelela ukuthi simelele ukuthi ama-fundamentals antshintshe mfowethu.
Lingalethwa i-dollar leZimbabwe babungwenya kalisoze linyamalale yini udubo lwemali loqhubeke njengalokho esikubone kusenzakala ku-bond?
Ebengikutsho phela ukuthi mina singathi ngesithiwa i-panacea okulungisisa umuthi womnotho wethu kawuqondananga lama-bond kuphela. Kulezinto ezifanele zilungisiswe. Yikho benxebeni sithi khona ama-fundamentals akhona abakhuluma ngayo baqondane ukuthi silungisise ama-policies okuthi izimpahla ezingenisa ngaphakathi kwelizwe zibe lutshwane. Akufanelanga ukuthi imali ama-US dollar azuzakale e-streeting. Khathesi azuzakale e-streeting ngoba abantu abathola ama-bond yibo abathatha imali ebanikeza ama-bond emabhenki bethengisa ama-USA. Akufanele vele kuvalwe ukuthi i-US dollar lingabi khona e-streeting ukwenzela ukuthi imali esilayo thina isetshenziswe ukusebenzisa izinto ezilungiswa lapha. Ngibona ngathi yikho kufanele kwenziwe. Sifanele sibophe amabhanti mfowethu sicimeze sithi khona i-US dollar avele alisasebenzi la.
Umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya yingcwethi kwezenotho. Ilunga ledale lePhalamende lakweleMelika umnumzana John McCain yena obhubhe ngeviki edluleyo uzabekwa namuhla emangcwabeni amaqhawe e-Annapolis edolobheni leMaryland. Abakhulume esililweni sakhe izolo bagoqela owake waba ngumongameli weMelika umnumzana Barack Obama.
We come to celebrate an extraordinary man. A warrior, a statesman, a patriot, who embodied so much that is best in America. President Bush and I are among the fortunate few who competed against John at the highest levels of politics. He made us better presidents, just as he made the Senate better, just as he made this country better.
Lo ngumnumzana Barack Obama echaza umufi umnumzana John McCain njengeqhawe lamaqhawe. Owake waba ngumongameli njalo weMelika umnumzana George Bush laye uthe eleMelika lilahlekelwe kakhulu.
He was courageous. He was honorable, always recognizing that his opponents were still patriots and human beings. He loved freedom with the passion of a man who knew its absence. He respected the dignity inherent in every life, a dignity that does not stop at borders and cannot be erased by dictators. Perhaps above all, John detested the abuse of power, could not abide bigots and swaggering despots. There was something deep inside him that made him stand up for the little guy, to speak for forgotten people in forgotten places.
Lo ngumnumzana George Bush evalelisa umnumzana John McCain na uzabekwa e-Annapolis namuhla. Lanxa abantu abaningi bemncoma uMcCain bakhona abalombono othiyeneyo ngaye abagoqela isizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala khona pha eMelika umnumzana Kelvin Manduna.
ukukhulisa iphathi njalo uku-introducer ibandla ebantwini njengoba liyazi ukuthi bakhona ababhazukayo basuka kithi ama-MDC asuka asesilida ukubuyela ebantwini uye bachasisela luhlelo oluqakatheke kakhulu number one. Number two, uhlelo olunjalo
uMcCain ngumuntu owayecontroversial. Ngisakhumbula ikhampeyina isikhathi ayede funa ukuba ngu-president against u-Obama ngaphathanga u-Obama kahle ngesikhathi sonaleso. Kodwa kathesi ngingathi one, kuyajabulisa ukubona abantu bekhuluma bemhlonipha ama-democrats. I-politics esiyifunayo, i-politics emature. Kulabanye ama-republican ama-diehard supporter ka-Trump bendlalela abantu abanjengabo Rush Limbaugh bathi hhayi ama-democrats ngamanga. Baphonga uthanda uMcCain ngoba wayezonda u-Trump otherwise in the normal course abamfuni. So yinye i-narrative yangikhona.
Uyatsho ukubana uMcCain waphatha u-Obama ngendlela mhlawumbe engaqondanga ngesikhathi bencintisana kukhetho lukamongameli. Kodwa uthe esezadlula emhlabeni watshayela u-Obama ucingo wamcela ukubana mzukwana elala abuye azokhuluma emfeni yakhe. Kumveza njengomuntu onjani lokho?
Ngoba wayesetshintshile, kodwa ungakhumbula uMcCain abantu bathi nguye waqalisa into lezi eze-far right ngesikhathi sakhe ngoba nguye waletha uSarah Palin. And abantu uSarah Palin yo is a precursor kwabantu abanjengo-Trump.
Umnumzana Calvin Manduna yisizalwane seZimbabwe esihlala khonapha eMelika. Singene kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo lo Mike Wobe we Studio 7.
Ngikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Ngumike Wobe. Kuliviki sesixoxa ke labasakhulayo ukuthi izokunenga ukuthi bona bonana njani umongameli wethu omusha umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Lamhlanje sixoxa lo mnumzana Nigel Ndlovu yena ongusakhulayo obencintisa kukhetho olusandudlula eMagogwe constituency ezimele yedwa. Nigel, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mnumzana, unjani?
Ngiyaphila Mr. Mike.
Right, Nigel, uyizwile indaba ekhona, yini umbono wakho mayelana nomongameli wethu omusha umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa?
So ngaleso sesuku post election period and upresident so announced. So mina njenge youth mbone ngani khona oko sokuphumile because okumele sisebenze ngakho and upresident Emmerson Mnangagwa khona oko akuthembisa abantu sokumele la ekudilive.
Ngiyazi vele ukuthi thina njengabantu abasakhulayo sesibhekane ngenkinga ezinenge ezijene over the past I would say 38 years. Ubona ngani umongameli wethu omusha kumele ayenzeni kahle kahle ukuze athuthukise impilo zabothanga?
Okokuqala vele ukuthi kumele yena le cabinet yakhe bezama ukuqeda indaba ye-corruption ngoba indaba ye-corruption yiyo engani sibulele ilizwe. Njalo kumele izame ukuthi ewine abantu abatsha, especially abantu abatsha abahlala kuma-towns la kuma-cities ngoba abaningi bangkhona siyakwazi ukuthi bevota bekhangele ngaphi. So ngaleso kumele yena izame ukuyunite abantu abatsha kuma-cities elethis development even kuma-rural areas ngoba abantu abatsha abakuma-rural areas are behind in terms of indaba even the technology or even just basic infrastructure imigwaqo. So khona okaye kukhuluma ukuthi we want to rebuild Zimbabwe, now is the time. I think now is the time ukuthi sifake ama-differences aside sisebenze even naye yena upresident Mnangagwa ne-government yakhe entsha. During i-campaign period yakhe sinzwile ekhuluma ngithiwa i-empowerment bank ukuthi uzakupha ama-youth amaloni ukuthi bezame ukuthi besukumisa amabhizinisi abo. So indaba ye-empowerment bank mina njenge-youth ngizabe ngiyikhangile, ngifuna ukubona ukuthi into ayezikhuluma zizayenzakala yena ama-youth azaphiza imali zankhona beqalisa amabhizinisi ngoba ama-youth amaningi akunamsebenzi and the only way ukuthi ama-youth esuke ezitrithini engajoni ehlezi engayenzi lutho ukuthi beqalisa amabhizinisi abo.
Wena ubungomunye wabasakhulayo obencintisa ukhetho lolwezi an independent candidate lapho eMagwegwe. Awungitshele-ke, I know ukuthi vele unqotshiwe but still zikhona izinto na noma nje inhlelo ezijeneyo okhangelele ukuzwenza ezile njongo yokuthuthukisa abontanga emphakathini?
Yes, there are a lot of opportunities, there are a lot of projects which can help a lot of young people in my Kwekwe constituency. And I've already started on just jotting down some of the ideas and Kungwakais who I implement first half of 2019. So yes, I'll continue to try and develop my constituency and work with young people especially to bring about change in the community. Because the change is not about the community as well, it's about an individual. If I'm willing to change as a person, then I can also impact the lives of others. So it changed ikalanga yena lo laleliyo semagwegu ukuthi yena la ufuna ukwenzelani emagwegu.
Awungitshele nanje ukuqhakathekile okungakanani ukuthi umongameli abe labantu abasakhulayo kuhulumeni wakhe.
Kuqhakatheke kakhulu, like I said again during election season, ukuthi the elderly kumele bebe khona, but kumele bebe ngama-advisors. It's unfortunate even ilokhuzeni yethu i-politics yethu eZimbabwe ayikabi mature enough ukuthi abantu trust kuma young leaders. But we have seen some young councillors getting into positions, especially kuma cities, which is very good because they know what the young people need. So yeah, now umnangagwa even when he's selecting a cabinet yakhe, he needs to look at ama youth. They make up the majority of the population and they are the future of Zimbabwe.
I'm Nomzana. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, bekuhle ukuba la kuhlelo futhi.
Oh, ngiyabonga Mr. Mike.
Ah, usanda ukungena kuhlelo, usanda ukukhutha ingxoxo phakathi kwami lo Mnumzana uNigel Ndlovu, yena obencintisa ukhetho olusanda ukudlula. Kwanele kwalamhla, mthwakazi omuhle, masibane ngeviki ezayo. Olivalelisayo nguMike Hove, mina ngithi libe leviki elishukela.
Siyabonga Mike ngohlelo lwabasakhulayo.
Mawende webaba, mawende webaba, mawende webaba, mawende webaba.
Uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke namuhla sixoxa losiyazi inyanga phela umnumzana Mhabinyana Ngwenya. Siphatha udaba lwenyanga Mthakathi. Yebo, igama liyazikhulumela, kodwa ngenjani linyanga, yenzani kahle kahle? Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo baba Ngwenya.
Hayi, ngiyabonga kankomo.
Ukuthi inyanga Mthakathi libizo mbaxa, okutsho ukuthi lumuntu ngoyinyanga abuye abe ngumthakathi njalo. Kodwa kahle kahle akusichazisele ngemsebenzi yakhe, wenzani?
Lapha inyanga Mthakathi njengoba utshilo ukuthi ibizo liyazitsho, inyanga liyana elapha ngezihlahla ibulale iganga. Inyanga Mthakathi leyo kutsho ukuthi izandla zakhe ziyachisa zingolile, akasizi muntu lo. Ngoba inyanga ebulalayo ayisizi muntu ngoba uyabe sembethe amathunzi lana abulala abantu. Yikho inyanga inyanga yokusiza abantu, njengoba uNkulunkulu wadala abantu wabapha izinyanga ukuthi azibe isibhedlela sabantu. Inyanga nxa isibulala aseyiso isibhedlela, ekwelapheni asimbali njengomelaphi. Okwakhe umthakathi nje othumezela abantu izulu ukuthi abaqothuluze, inyanga Mthakathi lezo.
Iyaloya kahle kahle linyanga kumbe incedisa kuphela abantu abayabe befuna ukubulala abanye nemithi?
Khona lokho ungunyanga Mthakathi ngokuncedisa abantu ukuthi ababulale umphefumulo kaNkulunkulu. Useyinyanga Mthakathi ngakho lokho. Inyanga nyanga esiza abantu ayanelisi ukubulala abantu ngemithi ngoba kayibambi. Engayibamba ekwelapheni usephumile, izandla zakhe ziyabe sezitshisa, azisasizi muntu.
Abantu makhaza baba Ngwenya, bengehlukanisa njani phakathi kwalinyanga lenyanga yoqobo?
Inyanga esiza abantu bayazi ngokusiza abantu njalo belayelana ukuthi hambanini laphana, hambanini laphana. Inyanga kayibhali mabhakane imemezela abantu. Inyanga kayiyi kumsakazo isiyasakaza ukuthi wozanini kimi, mina ngiyelapha lokhu lalokhu lalokhu. Akukho ebunyangeni lokho. Kutsho ukuthi bonke labo ngamasela obunyanga ngokwazi izihlahla ukuthi akanothe ngobuqili. Inyanga esiza abantu kayithonisa imali yayo, uthi wena Jojina ngakwelapha imali yami ingapi, kuyazila lokho ukujiyela emadlozini. Yikho ke inyanga mthakathi iyaziwa ukuthi lwana ungaya kuya utshayisa ngezulu. Yikho ke umehluko ukhonapho, inyanga eziloyayo ngeziphosa abantu, inyanga ezelaphayo ngezisiza abantu. Yikho ke uthakathi badalwa uNkulunkulu, kunyanga kwadalwa uNkulunkulu kokubili, kusafana nokuthi umuntu azikhethele ukhetha okubi usungumthakathi, okuhle ngokusetshenzwa ilanga libalele emini, okwabathakathi kusetshenzwa ebusuku. Yikho into ezisetshenzwa ebusuku emini zinhle, ezisetshenzwa ebusuku zimbi.
Zibhahile yini lezi nyanga?
Inyanga mthakathi kazitholakali kalula ngoba bazifihla, zaziwa ngabazaziyo ukuthi hayi usilohlupho olunje, gijima uye etsholotsho uzafica usomhlafutho uzakunika lokhu lalokhu. Azisizo ezaziwayo, zifihlakele ngoba azifuni ukwaziwa phela, ngoba zenza izinto ezingayisizo. Yikho ke engikutshoyo ukuthi kufanele ukuthi abantu behlukanise inyanga esiza abantu lenyanga engumthakathi loyayo.
Hayi, siyabonga baba uNgwenya, bekukuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo.
Hayi, enkomo.
Lolobe kuluhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke. Sixoxa ngenyanga mthakathi. Sile nyanga yoqobo umnumzana Mhabinyana Ngwenya. Lithiye indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Sile tembali lokholisi lege uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke. Sokuyisikhathi sohlelo lwamakholwa, uhlelo vuselela umoya. Silomfundisi Angliston Sibanda. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mfundisi.
Siyabingelela nankomo, siyabingelela abalaleli, sithemba baphilile, bagcinakele emseni kundawana zonke abakizo. Siyambonga uJehova.
Usiphatheleni lamhlanje?
Namhlanje sithola umbhalo wethu encwadini kaMahubo 127 sahluko indima ngeyokuqala uverse 1 lifundeka kanje. Ngaphandle kokuba inkosi iwakhe umuzi abakhi basebenza ngeze, ngaphandle kokuba inkosi ulinde umuzi abalindayo balinde ngeze. Bazalwane, sisesikhathini esikuthi abanye kade bekhangelele ukuthi mhlawumbe i-court ye-constitutional court izaphuma lesinqumo esingabe sibafeva ngozomopolitiki eZimbabwe. Ngithanda ukukhuthaza lokududuza izizalwane zeZimbabwe ngegama lenkosi uJesu. Ngisithi mina lithi izwi lenkosi, ngaphandle kokuba unkosi iwakhumuza abakhayo bakhangeze, kasinikelela izwi lakithi kuNkulunkulu, kube nguye ophatha izinhliziyo zabakhokheli bethu, kube nguye waphatha izinhliziyo zababusi bethu, ukuze lezi nqumo abazenzayo zibe izinqumo ezilokwesaba uNkulunkulu, zibe izinqumo ezilokwenza ilizwe lakithi libe ngcono, ukuze izinqumo zonke abazenzayo edale lephalamende, abazenza kukhabhinethi, akukhathalekile ukuthi ngubani obusayo, kodwa lona lo obusayo inhliziyo yakhe ibe isesandleni sikaJehova, kube sokuthi izinqumo abazenzayo kube izinqumo ezizayenza impilo yentandane, impilo zabafelokazi zibe ngcono. Lithi iBhayibheli uNkulunkulu uyanakekela abafelokazi lentandane ngoba inhliziyo yakhe kulabo. Lithi iBhayibheli unguyise wentandane nendoda yabafelokazi. Sikhulekela ukuthi uNkulunkulu abathinte labo abazasibusa, babekwazi ukwenza izinqumo ezizathinta ziphucule impilo zabantu makhaza. Sikhulekela ukuthi uNkulunkulu aqede ubudlova nobudlwangudlwangu obukhona eZimbabwe, abe nguye owakha isizwe. Uthando lomusa kaJehova kube yikho okwakha isizwe isizwe seZimbabwe iZimbabwe izaphakama ngilapho uJehova engangenela kube nguye owakha umusi ngoba kungaze kube yileyi party kube yileyi party ezangena ngaphandle kokuba uJehova abe nguye owakhayo umusi bonke akwenza abakwenzayo lokushikashika lezithembiso abazenzayo zonke ziyabe zilize ngithanda ukunxusa mntakababa ukuthi makume ukubheka amehlo akho lethemba lakho ubeke ithemba lakho emuntwini lithi iBhayibheli uqalekisiwe lo themba abe emuntwini kodwa ubusisiwe lo themba kuJehova lithi iBhayibheli abathemba kuJehova baza kuma njengentabu zayona bengazamazamiseki ngithanda ukuthi ngisinxuse ngixuse sonke ukuthi sibe kwazi ukubhekisa amehlo ethu kuJehova onguye owakha isizwe onguye olenjongo lenhloso ezengcono ngempilo zethu ngoba ngaphandle kokuba yena yakhe iZimbabwe abakhayo bakhangeze sithemba ukuthi sonke lapha esikhona siyalizwa izwi likaNkulunkulu ake siduduzeke sibheke kuye uthi uDavida ngiyaphakamisa amehlo ami ezintabeni usizo lwami lobuyaphi lobuya kuJehova odalele izulu lomhlaba uNkulunkulu nguye owazingcono bazalwane uNkulunkulu nguye olenhlelo ezingcono bazalwane lanxa abantu bangabe bebusa kanti singabafuni bebaphi lithi iBhayibheli uNebukadnezar emubi kanjalo uNkulunkulu wathi kuyincebo yakhe sithanda ukuthi uNkulunkulu abe nguye obamba inhliziyo zalabo abazasibusa iminyaka emihlanu ezayo bakwazi ukubusa ngokwesaba uNkulunkulu ukuze isizwe lakithi lithuthuke
akuyiphethe mfundisi
siyabonga ke sichotha umsamakhanda sikhuleke sinikele izidalwa zeZimbabwe esemagumbini amano omhlaba bababalizayo lelizwi ukuthi bakwazi ukubhekisa amehlo abo eze kuwe bakwazi ukuthi wena nguwe uNkulunkulu ophezulu kwakho konke ophezulu kwabajaji labo bonke abakhona abenze izinqumo inhliziyo yamakhosi isesandleni sakho uNkulunkulu siyakhuleka ukuthi philisele izwe lakithi philisa izidalwa zakho babe iZimbabwe kayivuke kayiphakame kubonakala inkazimulo yakho
Amen. Amen, mfundisi. Bekukuhle ukuba lawe kuhlelo. Lolo bekuluhlelo lwamakholwa, uhlelo vuselela umoya. Silo mfundisi Angliston Isvanda. Asibeni sonke kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo olivalelisayo nguntungameli Nkomo. Silethemba mlaleli ubusisekile ngezwi likamfundisi.
Thank you.
sigqiba ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje ngengoma yokholo, kodwa singake hlukani sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Kutshone kunyakazela amapholisa lamasotsha eKwekwe namuhla, lapho umnumzana Nelson Chamisa abekhangelelwe ukwenza umhlangano wakhe. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uzangena umhlangano omkhulu wezamabhizimusi phakathi kweChina leAfrika kusasa. Kwanele Mthwakazi olivalelisayo ngentungameli Nkomo. Lila.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.